101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the beautiful heart of downtown Milwaukee, We got a special guest in the building.
Yeah.
This Big Shell White. Yeah. You understand?
Big Shell.
Big Shell.
My girl right here.
Man, listen.
Is it done?
This is such an incredible black woman in this industry, man. Full of knowledge, full of information that she is willing to share consistently. And I'm going to be honest. I get so tired of people overlooking what she has to contribute. So
see,
I wanted her to
come
on the show. You know, so we can talk about it. Ashell, how you doing, sis?
I am doing well. I am coming off of a successful music business seminar last night.
Yes. So yeah. I'm doing good.
Congratulations.
Let's go.
Because they taking heat.
Next question.
Yeah. Lead the horse to the well, but you can't make it drink the water.
How long it's been?
Decades.
Yeah.
That's crazy to say decades, though.
Yeah, but that's the problem. The problem is everybody want to be an artist or in the industry, but they don't want to learn the business side. And then wonder why they're not successful. What you say? In order for y'all to hit the top as like cuckoo with the billboards, that's business.
Yeah.
That ain't talent and grind. That's business.
But you can't tell them that because they're the most talented artists out of Milwaukee. They're going to put Milwaukee on their back.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. Wait till they realize.
I told you, you know, they feel like they done it without whatever they done it without it already, so they don't think they need it.
Let's talk about it. So, Ashell, we know you're with the Recording Academy. That is just a minute amount of the things that you have going on and what you're capable of. Let's tap into your background, though. Who is Ashell? Where do you come from? How did you get here?
Well, I grew up in a musically inclined family, so everybody around me was doing music.
That was in Milwaukee?
Yeah. Okay. My uncle is the late, great Dr. James G. White. He's also known as Ghetto Priest. So.
That's Audubon Kyle's godfather.
Yeah. He was a county supervisor here for a minute. He traveled the world as Ghetto Priest, a conscious hip hop artist, and he came back and was like, hey, I think you would be successful at the business of music. And, you know, I'm young. I don't care nothing about the business of music.
Yeah.
And then he was like, he mentioned Wendy Day, and he was like, look at what she's doing for hip hop artists. And then I started like watching everything I could, understanding, reading everything I could. And then I got triggered by all of the African-American artists being really successful as we see it, but when it came to the money, they didn't have it. Yeah. And I was intrigued, like, where is the money going? And then I started understanding where the money went, and I was like, oh, I gotta change it. So I've been on a mission since my uncle was like, hey, you should do this, to try to change it.
Yes, that's amazing. You know, as a woman in this industry, that is a field that not many of us are in, especially black women. How important is it for black women to be a part of the industry when it comes to finances and the business side of things?
It's extremely important because oftentimes, like, most creatives just want to be a creative. They don't really care about the business until it comes to, I don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, they don't care. Long as they can be anywhere. But I've been doing research because it is Black Music Month.
Absolutely.
I've been doing research at all of the major Black women that came before me. Like, even in Milwaukee, for me, it was Kenita Hickman. She kicked the door open.
Kenita.
I could even exist.
She's doing something else.
Shout out to Kenita.
Yeah, well,
she's like doing it for food or something.
It's called Artist Eats.
Yeah, Artist Eats. Yeah.
Yeah. She kicked the door open so I could be up in here.
Yes.
I learned as much from her as I could. Like, for me, it's just like a lot of people don't know, but a lot of successful black men were as a result of a black woman.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
When they talk about MC Hammer, they don't talk about the black lady that walked them in there.
That's right.
And got them. Or they don't talk about the black lady that gave Berry Gordy the money so that he could start Motown. We there.
Yes.
We been in here the whole time,
yeah.
But we don't really get the recognition. So
Yes.
You know, that's why I say I'm the greatest music administrator this side of heaven, so yeah. people can remember that.
That's right. So walk us through the process of what that looks like as a business music administrator.
So I make sure I got to do my thing. I make sure that music artists understand the business of music, how to properly protect themselves and their music, and I show them how they actually make money when it comes to the music business. Because most music artists think, I just drop an album, put it up on streaming and go on tour, and I'm going to make money. They mm-hmm. forgot all the in-betweens. They forgot budgeting, marketing. They forget one day they're not going to be here anymore, so they need to have their estates and their affairs in order. And for me, it's just making sure that they understand something as simple as trademarking your name, mm-hmm. split sheets, mm-hmm. Cataloging all of your music, paying for, instead of just going to YouTube. It's a whole myriad of things that music creatives overlook because social media, they see, oh, Drake dropped an app, three albums, now I'm going to do a trilogy album. And it's just like, wait.
You ain't even got through the first one.
You ain't even got a single out yet. Just wait. Dang. And it's like, no, I can do it. And I'll just be like, oh, okay, all righty then.
I mean, I really appreciate it, Chef, because for a long time, I feel like I was, you know, the only person saying, do this, get your paperwork together.
Yeah.
And, you know, I bumped into her, and it's been like, okay, she's been like saving me.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm like, okay, here, go to her, because I'm doing a lot in that, but she's strictly on that. And that's like,
and yeah. we need multiple that. People from every angle to push how important that is for them to become more receptive.
Yeah. And I just feel like it's going to take that one thing. That's why I'm applying for Streaming University. It's going to take that one thing that people be like, oh, that's Aisha.
Hold on. Don't skip past that. Do not skip past that.
So, she be on Twitch.
Hey, yeah, I know it.
I'm everywhere every artist should be.
Yeah. I think it'll be amazing. Big Frank, shout out to Big Frank, was just up here the day before yesterday, and he was talking about they auditioned for the Streaming University, but even if they didn't, he wants someone from Milwaukee. As long as they're from Milwaukee, he wants them to.
That's the same way I feel. Why every artist from Milwaukee ain't doing it. Everybody that's in entertainment or streaming ain't doing it. I don't know. But I know I saw that they were looking for professors, and I thought to myself, all these young people out here getting this money, but nobody's showing them how to maintain it. Nobody's showing them how to keep it. And I'm like, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
So I applied. I'm got to do my, you know, campaign and stuff. I'm gonna be there.
You know who getting the money for real?
Yeah. No, for real.
You know what I mean? I know who getting paid because I'm in it.
Yeah.
But she know who getting money for real. Yeah. And she ain't attached to him, so. Y'all better, she went off on some people one time on Facebook. You know, they got their money just sitting out here.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I try, but I don't work for them. That's how I'm like, look, let their money sit up in there.
Yeah. That's me.
I'll be like, let their money sit up
today. In there.
You're going to
learn today.
I mean, you're going to learn the whole era. You're going to go through a whole nother generation.
Yeah.
And that money's still sitting in there.
Yeah. So for the new artists, we've been working with a lot of youth who are turning 18, you know, doing music. For those artists or any artist who is not in the industry but they're underground, what is the first thing that, like, we know, but what is the first thing that they need to do?
Discover why you want to do music.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's you shouldn't go any further than that. Mm-hmm. If it's to buy your mama a house, find something else to do.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a minute before your mama get a house. And that's the 100% truth.
That's right.
And then once you figure out your why, determine or define success for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be a long, hard journey. And if you're not willing, if you think you're going to go viral overnight, I mean, hey. But you got to be in it for the long haul.
That haven't happened in a long time.
In a long time.
I'm trying to tell you.
Overnight
success? In a long time.
Oh, man, listen.
Viral?
They thinking that viral means like overnight success.
So on my I teach on TikTok every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And so I post these videos up and everybody just, hey, can you help me go viral? Hey, can you help me go viral? And I'm like, well, what will going viral do for you? And they're like, well, I'll be rich and a lot of people will know me. And I'm like, okay, so when people know you, what will that do for you? Man, you ask a lot of questions. Somebody should be asking these questions.
Instant gratification.
Somebody should be asking. When I ask music creators what their why is, a lot of them tell me, oh, I do it for therapy. But then you go listen to their songs and you'd be like, I see why you're still in the same place you were.
Yeah.
nothing changed.
Like they're not asking themselves these questions.
They're not. They just, the trilogy, I'm telling you, the trilogy albums, the I just dropped the album in January, now I'm about to drop another album, and then I'm going to drop like 6 albums, and I'm like.
They have all of that? And you won't even know what none of them albums going to be called.
No marketing, nothing.
Wait. They don't even know who they 5 core fans are. Yeah. They never even checked the analytics of the previous
music
they got.
They not even signed it up. You know they had to sign up, Michelle. Come on. They don't even know.
They don't know it.
They don't know where to get analytics
and
from.
And I say, listen, we live in Wisconsin. It only costs $15 to trademark your name. That was that was a whole big old thing that I kicked off on Facebook. Not on purpose, but it's like, come on, I see
and
y'all.
That price been the same since like 2000 and forever. 2000 since we was rapping. Like.
But the crazy thing is, even though we didn't know everything, we still took time to research on our own. No. So we at least knew Split Sheets, ASCAP, BMI.
A lot of these music
creators. We knew
creatives.
How to copyright. And look, trademark.
We had budgets. We had budgets. We knew how much things. We wasn't going into the studio unless we knew we had our music down packed.
But you couldn't go into the studio
you
back
couldn't.
Then.
Yeah, you couldn't. You couldn't unless you knew, like you knew it. You wasn't in there, okay, just play the music. Let me go ahead. And then you got your phone up there. They'd be like, what you doing?
Yeah.
You don't know
but
your
now
words?
That's what it's now the studio's on your phone.
Facts. It's the microwave culture. Everybody wants instant gratification. No one wants to work hard or understand anything.
Yeah, no.
They want the success to come to them, you know, immediately. We got Ashelle White in the building. We are talking artist development, marketing and branding. All things music. What is it that you need in order to truly make it in the music industry? We got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct in the studio with special guest Miss Ashelle White. Thank you so much for pulling up on us today.
Oh, you are very much welcome.
Mm-hmm. All artists, Ashelle, can get your money.
Sure can.
Yes, I can.
This is the bag lady in real life. You understand?
I like
so,
that.
One of the questions, one of the questions that comes up often in Milwaukee is why don't artists who live here or from here are put on local festivals? Let's talk about it.
The views and opinions I'm about to express are mine and mine alone.
I mean, they partially mine too.
Okay. So I have a long list, but I'll give y'all the top 3. Number 1, professionalism.
For sure.
That's number 1.
Let's talk about it.
Anytime anything don't go the way that they want it to go, they go to social media and they blast the people that is over the different organizations or the venues or things like that. And I'm like, you honestly believe by blasting these people, they're going to book you.
Man, come on.
You already counted yourself out.
Yep.
Number 2, many of them don't apply. Many of them don't apply because they automatically feel like they're the greatest talent ever. And you should just pick them because they're the greatest talent. Other people get picked because they actually apply. Number 3, you have no idea. You have no relationships. You don't attend half of the things that you're trying to get on the stage for. Yep. You don't know who hosts them, who throw them.
Yes.
You just expect because they say it's entitlement. You just expect because you're talented that you're supposed to be there.
Right.
What about all the talented people that is there? That makes them feel. I wish more music creatives actually spent time appreciating the people that actually give them opportunities and put them in positions and like their music and share their statuses and do all of that rather than focusing on maybe the 9 or 10 people that didn't like them or didn't put them on a show or actually start hosting your own shows.
Yeah.
That's how I got to Summerfest. I listened to music creatives say, hey, we don't have the same opportunities as other artists. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna pair you with a live band.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the hottest people in the city was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna come and I'm gonna do my thing. And they came in there with them jump drives and I'm like, no, you see this band right here? That's who gonna play your music.
Yeah.
And then when the band started playing, it's like, y'all not playing my music. You don't even know your music. Cause that's the exact what the track did. And they're looking like, oh, well, And then it's my fault that mm-hmm. they're not successful. Yeah. It's not my fault. Sometimes music artists have to look at themselves in the mirror and mm-hmm. realize that you are the reason why. That's why I said,
that's right.
That was the first question you asked me. That's why I said, if they understood they why, mm-hmm. we wouldn't have these problems.
Yeah, I tell them to be an artist. Like, actually be an artist. If you know what an artist is, you're trying to be an artist, be an artist. If you was an NBA player, you know what goes into being an NBA player.
Yeah,
you know,
what
goes working out, keeping your body right. You understand every aspect of that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to being an artist, you think it's just, oh, I just got to have songs.
Yeah.
No.
It's more to it. Honestly, when I was performing back then, before I reached a certain level, I never wanted to perform at the festivals because nobody knew my song. You know how painful that is to get on the stage? First and foremost, the only reason why I knew what the crowd was is because we all have been to the Summerfest and stuff growing mm-hmm. up, right? But if you go to these festivals, if you don't go, how are you able to identify the demographics? You don't know which song selection to choose to perform.
Most of the festivals not even in your demographic at all. You're a rapper.
And you don't even you don't even have stage presence.
I told you I got a whole list. No stage presence. No stamina. Be out of breath. Don't know their words. It's a lot of things.
We talk about the tracks. The music behind your tracks, your vocals on your tracks. But if you're doing a band, that's still hand in hand. Like, you don't know, I do the band, and you come with your music with the lyrics on there.
Yeah.
And it, for me, it's just like, you're not a performer. You're just an artist. And you're technically not an artist because you don't even understand your craft. You're just doing it because you can, or because you got a garage band on your phone or band lab,
right.
Or you're using Sonos. Who knows?
But that's
my argument. Like, they don't know the craft of being an artist. That's why I say, be an artist. Yeah. Know your craft.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, know exactly what you need to be an artist. Like, know every aspect of being an artist.
That's how
conduct
you get
yourself
as an
artist. Have the stuff necessary for you to push yourself as an artist. Otherwise, you're just a rapper, or you're just a person that's trying to get on stage and perform and have a good time.
To say you did it and post the footage with your guys. Because
that's cool.
That's where we at right now. That's where we at. Like, y'all ever see the people that was like, yeah, look at me, I'm at Sony, Rock Nation, all these different things. Mm-hmm. I'm that person that to be like, I see them, like, yeah, I'm sitting at, and I'd be like, hey, so whatever happened with you when you was at Rock Nation? I know I saw the pictures and the stuff like that, but whatever happened? Mm-hmm. And then I follow they pages because I'm like, oh, okay, so you just went up there to take photos.
Yeah.
And you thought that we thought, well, those of us who understand the business of music, we already know what you did.
Yeah.
You did it so those people that's on your page would be like, oh, bro about to get signed. Yes. Or sis about to get signed.
Clickbait.
Yeah, because I'd have been in all these places. And when you got stuff going on,
you don't get a chance to take a photo. Right. You know, let me take a photo.
It's actually embarrassing.
You don't even know. It's so quick. Like, I just walk past the whole wall that
you ain't supposed to
take pictures at. Or I see everybody else taking pictures at. And it's because they don't go past that wall.
Yeah.
They sit right there.
Come on now, man.
You know what I mean? That's what
they sit there.
That's where the lobby at.
You know? That's what it is.
Thank you, Z. Man, but yeah, like, it's, I didn't want to because it's uncomfortable to stand in front of a whole bunch of people who don't know you, don't know your music. Your music does not cater to that demographic. I don't have a relationship with the actual organization, which means I may be treated anyway when I arrive to the venue. It's so many things that go into that plays a factor.
Yeah, they able to book who they want to book, for one.
Absolutely.
This is an organization or a festival promoting what they want to promote. They're able to book
who
they want to book. They don't have to book you. You're not doing enough to get booked.
Yeah.
You're
not doing enough to get booked. I wish more people do venues outside of the local venues that music artists are doing.
Yeah.
I wish they do different venues. And then most music artists will see the same thing you've been doing over here, you can't do over here.
Yeah.
You got to have party records. You got to have family friendly records. You can have those kind of records, mm-hmm. but you got to diversify.
That's right.
DJ Shauna gives music artists the opportunity to have their music played in a Bucks arena. But most music artists don't know that, so they won't submit to her.
Because they don't have the music.
They don't have the clean version of it, so they don't take her up on the offer.
And it's like, all you have to do is get a clean version of your music.
Yeah.
Then you got different festivals that cater to the youth. Like, where's the music for the youth? Where's mm-hmm. the you can be whatever you want to be. Like, yeah. Where is that at? Yep. But most people just want to do what they see other people do. And then when they don't be successful, then it's like, oh, man, I don't feel good about doing music anymore. I'm going to give up music. And it's like, number one, nobody told anybody to be an artist. That's nobody hard. Told you to wake up and come over here. Hey, you should be here. Nope. Yes. Nobody ever said that.
Yep.
You just wake up and like, yeah, I'm going to grab a beat off of YouTube, go to the studio, put it up on DistroKid. Y'all go stream it. It's available now on all platforms.
Like, and to be clear, if this is what you love to do or like to do, that's fine. But don't do it in a way where you're presenting yourself as someone who is a part of the music industry. Oh, you are just someone who loves music and you are interested in doing music.
Able to do it at this time in the world. Like, it's 2026, yeah. Technology and got it been in consumerized. Yes. So it's like you could buy or purchase subscriptions to any app and figure it out. The information's on YouTube. So you could pretty much do it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's with anything. You can be a chef.
You need to put it out. Is the
that don't mean you're going to be down there with
you. You're going to get a James Beard Award or nothing. But, I mean, hey.
Right.
Bruh.
So we were talking before you came. We were talking about the music industry in Milwaukee back in the day and how places like Quarter, Stonefly, Texture, El Babaloo's, they help shape our performances and help taught us. Why do you think we should bring the open mics back?
Oh, every artist I talk to, I tell them to go to an open mic. I tell them to go to an open mic. I tell them to do karaoke. Mm-hmm. I tell them to do whatever they can do. I be telling music artists, I'm going to give y'all this play, right? There is Snapchat, Twitch, Kick, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, right? Why we never seen a music artist do a social media tour?
Yo. That just blew my wig back.
That's
like, it's no, for real.
That idea's been around. It's there though.
But why not do it?
They don't, and
all platforms is monetized.
They don't do it.
So you don't even have to leave the comfort of your home to do it. Whoa. All platforms are monetized, and you can sell tickets. You could do all of that.
You could literally do it off your phone from one app.
That ain't even a thing. Then you could go to your performance rights organization and register as a live streaming concert.
Come on, now.
Give them the game. Give them the game, Michelle.
This is what I'm saying. Like, this, I told you, I'm here.
And you
to
could
make
do
sure,
over 100 of those.
Listen, I'm here to tell and music artists how to make money. That's how you get to your money. You thinking, oh, man, I got to be outside and doing. I wish, my hope is that music creators will stop performing as much as they perform.
Mm-hmm.
And be strategic with their performance. Because they be, anybody that give them, man, I got to be out here, I got to be in front of the people. It's so simple as putting up your camera and say, hey, y'all, I'm Ishell. I'm the greatest music administrator this side of heaven.
Check out my music.
And I'm here to help you be successful.
Yeah. And not to mention, when you're streaming, you are gaining global fans,
not just global.
Mm-hmm. You got fans all over the world, and it's actually inexpensive because you don't have to fly there.
It's free.
I mean, everybody can't hit global. They might not be monetized, but at least you can hit another region.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
at least try.
100 miles from here.
Try. You don't have to worry about an agency taking a percentage. You don't have to worry about a promoter, a flight, hotel, all these extra expenses.
And then you're going to get the data, and then you can utilize the data and be like, okay, people was hanging around for this amount of time. I got these number of followers. People messaging me was like, oh, man, this is dope. Where can I check it out? Then you can do content and say, I said music creators put their music up on streaming platforms, right? They tell you 150-plus different stores they put your music in. Why we don't see music artists always be like, oh, I can't create content. That's 150 pieces of content that you can create to tell people where your music is. Oh, I'm only getting pennies and nickels anyways. That's because your music is 150-plus stores, and you're not telling people how to get it, where to go get it, how much to get it for. You're not doing the work.
Yeah, out of 150, you pretty much just only speaking of three.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Like, and then The crazy part is you can get paid. It's 7, 8, 9 checks in one song.
Listen.
Yeah.
I tell them the first 30 seconds.
Many different ways to skin a cat.
The first 30 seconds your music is heard, you automatically generate 9 different royalties. You want to know what they are?
What are they?
I'll tell you. They are master royalties. That's from the DSPs, the digital service providers that you put your music on.
Streaming.
There is performance royalties. Mm-hmm. That's anytime it's played in like any coffee shops, hotels, restaurants, anything like that. Then there's actual like public performance when you're out doing open mics, karaoke, thing like that. There is digital royalties from Sound Exchange. Mm-hmm. There is physical mechanical royalties from the Harry Fox. There is digital mechanical royalties from the Mechanical Licensing Collective. There's sync. That's anytime it's put together with a video. There's micro sync, which is all social medias. You know, when people be like, you want to add a song? Everybody be adding everybody else's song instead of adding their own
UGCs.
Song. There's radio. There is print royalties. And that's having your music pop up on anything.
Yeah. we are live and direct at the American Christ. Family Insurance Studio with Ashell White. Do not touch that dial. We got to go to break. 101.7 The Truth.
Wow. That's crazy. I'm taking trouble shoes.
Moving down the line. I come upon 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler and Digi Meech. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
What's the word?
Man, we got sis in the big Ashell White is in the building.
Yeah.
That's the real original bag lady. The lady that's trying to tell all of you artists, do not leave money on the table.
Or in the air.
Or in the air.
Or in somebody else's pocket.
Or in somebody else's pocket. So before we went to break, we were talking about the industry and some of the things that artists should do when they first become an artist. But one of the things that you mentioned that is extremely important outside of the 7 to 9 ways that people can, you know, obtain royalties is that if you leave your money on the table, not only will you lose it, but it will go to another celebrity.
Yep. You couldn't believe that.
Yeah, I can't believe it because that's like
they call it the big black box.
Yeah,
ain't that wild that they call it that?
Make it make sense. How do
or the black cloud?
How do you leave money on the table and then allow someone else to, you know, you got money to buy sections, you got money to pay for the look, outfits, and videos, but you can't pay somebody to make sure that your business is in order.
First, they got to understand how long it take from the time you release to the time you make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell
them? 3 to 6 months. But you know what's really crazy? That I had an artist come on my TikTok the other day. She said she was selling her songs for $9 and she was making money on Bandcamp. Or no, she's her own website. On her own website, she was selling her music and making $9, and she loved to hear the sound of the ding. She said somebody told her that she can't do that, so she took her music. She stopped putting it on her website. She put it on DistroKid, and she said that was back in March. She came to my live the other day and said, "You wouldn't believe how much money I made from March until now." She said, "It's embarrassing. I don't even want to tell you. Guess what I'm doing?" I said, "You're going back to your own website." Mm-hmm. I told them last night. I said, "Which one sound better? I can give you my CD and you can give me $20, or I can put my music up on this platform. Then this other platform got to approve it and put it up on their platform. And then I can come to you and say, hey, you can go get it on these platforms and they only going to pay me 0.004, or I can have the $20 in my hand."
Right.
I had to get this analogy right, because I'm telling music creatives, hey, all the streaming platforms are like, hey, it takes 1,000 streams for you to get $1, mm-hmm. right? So I'm saying this to music creators. They was like, oh, no, I'm still put it up on streaming. I'm still put it up on streaming. I said, I got you. Yo, what time is it? 5:34. You supposed to be at work at 6 o'clock. Your job call you and say, hey, at 6 o'clock this evening, we're going to implement a new rule mm-hmm. that you have to work 1,000 hours before we can start paying you $1. Are you going to work? Go.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
You see what I'm saying?
Count me
out. But you still be putting your music up on them streaming platforms.
Right.
Just so you can get a dollar.
Make it make sense. Make it make
sense. It don't make sense to me.
Make it make sense.
When
so
you can go directly to your...
It make dollars to me. I understand it fully. I really understand.
So what is your suggestion or advice on how do we get artists, and I'm more so focused on the artists here, right? How do we get them to understand the importance of this and physically show them? And I know we've done events. I know that we've all worked together. We do lives, but it's like they're still not catching on.
the views and opinions I'm about to express, I don't know why I keep doing that, but I feel like music creatives are ready, especially this why I've been talking to adults for a minute. And then I just thought to myself, like, you know what? You've been doing this for 15, 20, 30, 45 years. Mm-hmm. You're comfortable. Yeah. You're happy with people just knowing that you got music out. Like, mm-hmm. you're not trying to get to the Grammys. You're not trying to do anything other than just do what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you get a record deal, cool. If not, people know you, so you're cool. I started focusing on the youth, and like, education has become like my main thing. Mm-hmm. And I would rather talk to the youth and help them understand
that part.
That, hey, you don't have to go the way that we went. Like, if you have this in order, you have this, make sure you have this, you understand that. If somebody come to you and it's like, hey, because a lot of people be signing to these local labels, and a lot of the local labels have no business structure set up at all. They don't understand the business of music. They just look cool because they got the money and they can buy sections and take their artists to Miami
but
and Atlanta.
They pretty much jumping on the bandwagon of the artists because see that the artist popping. Got they're that, like, well, I'm going to try to get
and
in where I can.
And the artist wants the team behind them.
And they want that team
because
it feel like music artists have been asking me for a minute, am I ready to manage? And I'm so happy that Rico Love did what he did.
I seen that.
Because I just be trying to tell music creators, like, they be like, hey, I'm just trying to get in. I need a manager to get me in the door. And
but
I have
to
go.
Nothing to manage. And then they get you in the door and then it's poof.
Or
it's
the
gone.
Fact or the fact that we have Jesus internet, Blue Ivy's internet, Beyonce's internet, whoever internet you want to call it, and you can literally put your own self in these different rooms.
Yeah.
But people don't want to do that. They want to wait until you walk them up in there so that they go, oh yeah, they brought me in here instead of just walking in the room.
I mean, they won't say you brought them in there, but they'll blame you. They'll blame you. Nothing for me, but tell them that I'm the one who brought you in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
You get in that door and be a complete failure. Now I'm the reason because I opened the door for you. Yeah. I'm the reason you failed. No, I told you you wasn't ready to go in there, but you didn't want to listen to me because in your mind, God gave you this gift. God, Buddha, Allah, whatever you serve, gave you this gift, and that's where you're supposed to be.
So let me ask you this: the Recording Academy. There are a lot of artists who have no idea. Now, this is the funny part. You say you're in the music industry, but you don't even know what the Recording Academy is. Can you break down what the Recording Academy is and what your role is with the Recording Academy?
Yes, I can. The Recording Academy is the people who provides the Grammys, who gives out the Grammys, who hosts the Grammy Awards.
Vote on them.
That you can vote. Actually, we are going to be in the period. Okay, so I'm going to say it like this. I'm on a professional member of the Recording Academy. Mm-hmm. I sit on the education committee. So I work with music in schools, all of that different things to educate people on what the Recording Academy, who we are, what we do, and how we help like the next generation. Mm-hmm. I've been saying, I went to the Grammys this year and I was like, wait a minute. I haven't heard an artist say they want to win a Grammy in a long time or even want to go to the Grammys. I went to the Grammys just because I was like, oh, I have to be in a room.
It's the Grammy.
Right.
And so, and I went there, I was like, wait a minute. So there's a whole process before you even get nominated for a Grammy. You have to be considered for a Grammy.
You have to submit your music.
Wait, that's the first
thing. you have to submit.
Can I get a ding, Z?
You have to submit
your music.
The funny thing is I'm actually going to do a video after this about this, but you have to submit your music to be considered for a Grammy. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, like, wait a minute, music artists will drop a single or an album and spend all their money on that, but they won't even submit it to be considered.
So when you submit it for free, should it be clean, radio, or?
None of that matters.
None of that matters. It's just submitting it. It's just submitting it and having the finances and the ability to push it where you can get it in front of a lot of people where it says for your consideration, take out the advertisements, all of that thing so that you can get the people that's in the Recording Academy to vote for it and like push it through further. But most music creatives don't even submit it. They don't even know that they can submit it.
Yeah. They don't know who to send it to.
They don't know how to do it. And so I've been like, okay, I can help music creatives in this. Like, so if you are a music creative and you're listening to this, August 2025 until August 2026, you have to have music out and can submit it up until August, the end of August, to be considered for the Grammys for 2027.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So you submit the music, and what happens after that?
You have to run a campaign for your consideration.
You need the voters, the people to really see it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Them, that's why you think Killer Mike.
Relationship.
That's why he won.
Got you.
And people relationships. Like, well, his music wasn't out here that well, but at the end of the day, the people who submitted it, but the
relationship
that's voted, listened to, not because he submitted it, he did enough for them to see
it.
Got you.
They know who Killer Mike is.
So submit, create that campaign, and run that campaign.
Yep. And then you'll move into the nominations category. Mm-hmm. So like I was there and I was hanging out with people that was nominated. They get like a certificate and a Tiffany medal. It was super dope. I feel like every music creative should go to the Grammys just so you could be in the room, like you understand the process of it. Cause I was sitting there, I'm gonna tell you, I cried the entire time for both of the Grammys. Yeah. I didn't even know it was two Grammys, like two award shows. Yeah. The first one is where they have like there is 90 plus different categories for people to win a Grammy in. 90 plus. I was blown away.
They had stuff with like the movies and stuff like that.
They had the movies, the 8-year-old girl won for children's. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting up here looking like, wait, there is 90 plus categories. Why do we only settle for
the televised version?
Come on.
And so then I'm sitting there like, okay. And then there was 90 over here. Then we go over there. I actually went to all the events. This is why I think people should go, right? Because it's all about relationships. Once they don't tell you that when you get in the music business, because you just think that it's music. Yeah. It's all about relationships. So I was there. I was going to parties. I was meeting all kinds of people. And I was just sitting here looking like, dang, I can't believe I used to watch the Grammys and now
I'm here. Because I watched your journey through the whole thing, and I'm like, look at this chef. She has stuff she don't even really want to be at.
Thing is, I literally had to say, I'm going to bed. Them people was out there from sun up to sundown to the next day came in. I was like, I didn't have to worry about what I was going to eat or nothing. It was just like, celebrities everywhere. And a really amazing thing is they were so cool. I kept introducing myself as the greatest music administrator this side of heaven. I got so many numbers. So many people like actually reached out and tapped in with me. And I was just like, and then it was so beautiful because I do the thing on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And I'm walking through the hotel and the lady said, admin, my name is admin for creatives on TikTok. And I'm like, okay, now who knows me here? And it was one of the ladies that she's an older lady that comes in. Her name is Miss Pepper Mache. And she has sung background for Tina Turner, like everybody. Mm-hmm. And so when I met her in person, I'm thinking, you know, she just the older lady that be in my, no, she like that late. Like she I'm her. The lady, she yeah. is her. She was introducing me to everybody. And I couldn't stop crying.
That's so amazing.
Dreams come true.
We gotta go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. We got Miss Ashelle White, the real bag lady in the building. Jazzy and Meech, tap in 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct at the beautiful American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. Join 101.7 The Truth at Milwaukee's Juneteenth celebration as we honor freedom, culture, achievement, and community. We proudly thank our Juneteenth partners, Educators Credit Union, Morrison Coors, Tobacco Law, American Family Insurance, and Milwaukee College Prep for helping make the celebration possible. From financial empowerment and educational excellence to community investment and advocacy, our partners are committed to strengthening Milwaukee. Be sure to stop by, enjoy the festivities, and catch 101.7 The Truth, broadcasted live from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Milwaukee Juneteenth Celebration, proudly supported by our community partners at 101.7 The Truth. We got a special guest in the building. Big sis, Ashelle White. We are talking marketing, branding, artist development, artists not leaving money on the tables. Before we went to break, we was breaking down the Grammys and how artists don't submit their music to the Grammys and just the process overall. One of the things as well is they don't understand that once you obtain something like that, you can charge your price change, right?
Yeah.
So how beneficial is it? You know, obviously we're talking about the Grammys and there's other awards and other things, but how beneficial is it to have something like that attached to your brand that can enhance how much money you make.
You know, I'm going to say this, right? You don't even have to, the views and opinions again, you don't even have to necessarily win a Grammy, because when you're Grammy nominated, what do they say? This is Grammy nominated. Grammy nominated.
Yeah, producer Meech. Yeah. You know what I mean? Grammy nominated. Grammy nominated.
Producer Meech. Yeah. That's going to be recognition alone.
That's all I need right now.
Yeah.
Grammy nominated.
If I'm Grammy nominated, I'm going to see y'all tomorrow.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
That's all you really need. And then the Grammy is like really, it's super cool, but it's like, man, just to be Grammy nominated. Every time they introduce you, wherever you go, you're going to be Grammy nominated. Think about
almost,
it.
It's almost better to be Grammy nominated than to actually win a Grammy.
So it becomes a part of your identity, your title.
That's who you are.
Yeah, Grammy nominated.
Producer or artist.
Or set, whatever.
Yeah.
That's what, and that's what I wanted to say.
You still be a Grammy Award winning.
Yeah, you'll be a Grammy Award. But it's not like, it doesn't have that Grammy nominated. That's the heavy one. I wanted to say they do have, the Recording Academy has Grammy U, and that is for musicians who are, or music creatives who are 18 to 29, I believe. And they can join Grammy U, and as a member of Grammy U, you can submit your music for consideration for a Grammy.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. So y'all, like, she literally just gave, how much is this worth? Everything, all the information
$1,000 a month
that you just provided. How much is that worth?
It's up there. It's up there. I do offer discounts. Not too much, though.
Yeah, one flat rate be like $5,000 to $10,000 worth. Worth of information. Like for a consultation, it's probably a one sit down hour, 2 hour consultation, probably $1,000, $2,000.
So the state that we are in at Milwaukee, you've been there from pretty much like the beginning. You've been able to see it increase, right? Elevate.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see us going 5 to 10 years from now as far as the business? Like, where are the artists who are blowing up and popping from Milwaukee? Where are they on your radar as it pertains to business?
Keep it real. Come on, Shell. Tell because I know.
Let me say.
You got me almost want to ask.
Okay.
Tell it.
They, right now, they are at zero.
$0. That's exactly they what
at zero.
Ain't nobody getting the bag
like
that.
The money is there, but they're doing it like it's the vanity of all of it.
Yeah.
And then I can tell you the number of teams, managers, people that I've reached out to, even some of the people who are no longer with us. Mm-hmm. I reached out to the people that are around them. It was like, hey, you could set up their ASCAP legacy or their BMI estate so that their children or their wives or their husbands or whoever get that money. It is ASCAP legacy, BMI estate, is sound exchange estate registration, where the money that your music is going to make, because it's going to be out there forever, your family can get that. I've been reaching out trying to, you know, get to people, but it's like, we good. What you want to know? I don't want to know anything. I just want to show you how you can get that money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there, especially if you've been doing, it's music artists that's been doing music since the 90s, right? And I reached out. Oh, yeah, my manager is handling that. And I guess they fell out with their manager. And then I sit down and talk to them. And then it's like, let's look at your ASCAP BMI. What you with BMI? Look at the BMI.
Yeah.
And then I go, none of their music is registered. And they've been out here doing music since the 90s, opening up for people. None of that stuff was registered. None of their performances was registered. They own all the shows and doing everything, though, but none of it's registered. You ask them about a split sheet. You ask them what's the name of the person you did the song with. They have no idea what their government name is.
About none of it.
Man, it gets to being crazy because you get to seeing all the current music, even the music all the music from the last 5 years, in a sense.
Yeah.
It wasn't registered at a point, and until people start and at least selling their catalogs through distribution deals. And, now they trying to go back a little bit, but that's not publishing. They get that mixed up.
Most music creators don't know what publishing is. I tell them, I am not against any other organization, but I say if you don't know what publishing is, you should not give anybody the opportunity to collect your publishing on your behalf.
Come on now.
You should know what publishing is. You should understand how important it is to your livelihood as a music creator.
So what's your definition of publishing?
Publishing is understanding masters, understanding composition, understanding what is a master, understanding what royalties actually come, what organization is supposed to be collecting, like all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Understanding licenses, understanding all of that thing. Most music creatives don't even take the time to learn that. They just let SongTrust, TuneCore, distribution, BeatStars, publishing, all these other people handle that for them, and then they don't even go and check and see if they registered or if they even collecting on their behalf. They just, oh yeah, I got SongTrust, and they doing what
RDM
are they doing?
Or whatever. Yeah, RDM, SongTrust.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Yep. So it just for them, for my simple definition for publishing is like, that's your piece of the song.
Yeah,
that's your piece.
Ownership.
Yeah, that's your piece of the song. Distribution is just how it gets out here.
Yeah.
You know, royalties is what's owed to you, in a sense.
Absolutely.
From the song, based on laws.
Absolutely.
You know what you're supposed to get.
Yeah, them is
it's
laws.
Automatically yours.
Them is laws for the federal government. Them is laws.
That's been there for forever.
Yeah. And they fight for more money for royalties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Publishing is what you give away, if you want to give it away, or if, you know, what y'all splitting between the people on the song.
Yeah.
That's what publishing is.
Yeah. Ownership.
Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, before we get out of here, Shil, I want to give you your flowers and thank you for not giving up, because it is easy to be like, I'm not doing none of this. Don't nobody appreciate it. Nobody's going to rock with it, but we need the envelope pushers who are going to still do it regardless. And
yes,
because
ma'am.
You're still doing it, somebody is going to be that one person that takes everything you say and actually apply it. You
yes,
know what
ma'am.
I mean? It's it's so important. What do you have next? You want to give out any shout outs as well?
Yeah, I do. I educate music creatives on TikTok under Admin for Creatives every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturday is 12 p.m. I have a music business seminar coming up on July the 29th. It's Fix My Music Business. And other than that, I do have the MKE Live Groove Summerfest Edition.
Come on, I'm waiting on.
The MKE Live Groove Summerfest Edition will be taking place at the Royal Pavilion from 12 p.m. to 2:45 p.m.
It's the second annual?
It's the third.
Okay, now. We've
been
it out
there
for
three,
I
big,
mean, yeah, come
three
on
big years.
Come on
three
now.
Big years.
3 years.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you so much for joining us. To those who are listening, please utilize one of those social media services to get in contact with her, especially if you are here leaving money on the table, but you got money in your videos.
Hey,
I don't hear nothing.
Hey.
Nothing.
I don't be trying to hear nothing. Because it's people like me and Michelle, especially her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she out here promoting that. You know what I mean? I'm behind the scenes for people that want to keep their business off the radar.
Yeah.
You know, you come to me, whatever, because I'm helping them through marketing, through everything, and that's part of the piece.
Yes.
And I still send people to the share.
That's right.
Because they have longer, extensive catalog.
That's right. We got to go to break. Thank you so much, Michelle. We have NFL player Eric Murray coming up. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth.
Milwaukee business owners, this is your moment. Every Friday at 8 a.m., call in to 101.7 The Truth for What the Business Is. Tell us what your business is, where you're located, and one thing you've learned along the way. What the Business is powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. Fridays at 8 a.m. on 101.7 The Truth. Fridays at 8 a.m. on 101.7 The Truth.